This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Ron Byron, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Byron, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Lisa Silvers, please note the following medical letter, period. Lisa is a first name, L-I-S-A, last name is Silvers, S-I-L-V-E-R-S. On July 17th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, as well as took the history directly from the client via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 60-year-old female, height 5'1" tall, weight 175 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about November 4th, 2021, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when her vehicle was sideswiped on a city road by an SUV, period. The patient was in a Toyota small two-door vehicle, period. She was hit in the passenger side, period. The vehicle was drivable, period. The patient was jerked, period. She had immediate pain in her low back and left foot, period. She had pain down both legs that progressively developed over two to three weeks, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, she is still experiencing primarily low back pain, period. She did have spinal surgery January of 24 that resolved her leg pain, but she is still experiencing low back pain, period. She states the surgery involved insertion of metal hardware as well as a spacer, period. New paragraph. Her low back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent pain that occurs 2 to 3 hours per day, period. It is described as a throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 1 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. Initially, the pain was down both legs until the surgery of January 24, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient. Was approximately 1 month later. She was seen by her family doctor at Methodist Clinic. She was seen a couple times and referred to a spinal doctor in Indianapolis at IU Health Orthopedics, period. She had x-rays and CT scans and was referred to a pain doctor and got injections in her low back, period. She was referred to another spinal doctor, Dr. Perney, P-E-R-N-I, who did surgery in January of 24th at Riverview Hospital, period. She had physical therapy as well as home health and a back brace for approximately 3 months, period. New paragraph, activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She has problems with house cleaning, comma, standing over 15 minutes, comma, sitting over 1 hour, comma, driving over 90 minutes, comma, yard work, comma, lifting over 10 pounds, comma, sex, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include vitamin D3, comma, trazodone, comma, cetirizine, C-E-T-I-R-I-Z-I-N-E, comma, a restless leg medicine, comma, amlodipine, comma, iron, comma, a muscle relaxer, comma, and calcium, period. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines, comma, muscle relaxers, comma, stretching exercises, and an occasional back brace, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for osteoporosis, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, insomnia, comma, restless leg syndrome, fibromyalgia, comma, and anemia, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals January of 24, low back surgery due to this automobile accident, comma. an implant in her head for hearing, a lap band surgery, gastric bypass surgery, hernia of the abdomen, nasal surgery, and hysterectomy, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her low back in the past, period. The patient never had never had sciatic pain until this automobile accident, period. The patient never had back problems before this. Scratch that last line. But we can say the patient never had sciatic pain until this automobile accident, period. The patient did have back problems before this auto accident, but was not given a definitive diagnosis, but she suspects it was from arthritis and fibromyalgia, period. This pre-existing arthritis and fibromyalgia pain did occur prior to this automobile accident, period. She did not have radiating pain down her legs, essentially, until this automobile accident, period. She states that her back pain is presently 50% worse since this automobile accident, period. The patient has had approximately two prior automobile accidents, period. In late the 1990s, she's not sure of which area was injured from the automobile accident, but she does not think it was the low back, period. She did have some therapy, but no permanency, period. An additional automobile accident was approximately 2004, but she is not sure of the areas involved, period. She did not have significant treatment or permanency from the 2004 auto accident, period. She has not had prior work injuries, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient is a part-time laundromat attendant, period. She had problems standing and missed 1 week of work intermittently, and as a result had to quit work 2 to 3 months after this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Records from Westfield Hospital, October 3rd, 2023, states 59-year-old female who presents with several-year history of increasing left greater than right lower extremity pain as well as back pain, period. She was involved in a motor vehicle accident in 2021 with worsening symptoms, period. Attempted several months of anti-inflammatories, physical therapy, as well as spinal injections with short-term relief of symptoms, period. There was abnormalities noted with range of motion limited, decreased sensation to light touch of the left anterior thigh and medial calf, decreased left patellar reflex, gait was antalgic gait pattern, period. Impression, left greater than right lower extremity neuropathy, neurogenic claudification, severe stenosis L4-5, grade 1 spondylolisthesis L4-5, lumbar spondylosis, status post-MVA, x-ray findings, July 19th, 2023, lumbar CT myelogram showed L4-5 grade 1 spondylolisthesis, period, severe facet/ligamentum hypertrophy, period, severe central/lateral recess narrowing, period, and L5-S1 severe facet arthropathy, period, mild foraminal narrowing, period. Plan, On imaging, she has evidence of worsening grade 1 spondylolisthesis at the L4-5 segment with severe central/lateral recess narrowing period. We discussed her current treatment options, including continued conservative care versus surgical intervention period. She would like to proceed with surgical intervention of an L4-5 TLIF period. TLIF stands for transforaminal lumbar interbody fusion period. Operative procedure note, perioperative note, October 3rd, 2023. Post-op diagnosis is 1, left greater than right lower extremity radiculopathy, 2, grade 1 spondylolisthesis L4-5, 3, severe stenosis L4-5, 4, status post-motor vehicle accident, 5, chronic pain period. Lisa presents for L4-L5 transforaminal lumbar interbody fusion. The patient has failed multiple non-operative treatment modalities and wishes to undergo the above-named procedure period. Westfield Hospital history and physical note by Dr. Perni, P-E-R-N-I, January 16th, 2024. Lisa is a 60-year-old female who presents with a several-year history of increasing left greater than right lower extremity pain, as well as back pain period. She was involved in a motor vehicle accident in 2021 with worsening symptoms period. Consult note at Westfield Hospital, January 16th, 2024. Patient is 60-year-old with past medical history that includes hypertension, depression, GERD, ethanol abuse, OSA, hypothyroidism, IDA, hearing loss, osteoporosis, anxiety, fibromyalgia, restless leg syndrome, chronic headaches, and degenerative disc disease, who underwent L4-5 TLIF on January 16th, 2024 with Dr. Perni, period. She failed conservative management, period. Operative report by Dr. Perni, January 16th, 24. Post-op diagnosis is left greater than right lower extremity radiculopathy, neurogenic claudication, severe stenosis L4-5, grade 1 spondylolisthesis L4-5, lumbar spondylosis, and status post-MVA, procedure performed, 1, laminectomy, facetectomy, that's facetectomy, bilateral foraminotomies, L4, number 2, lumbar interbody fusion, L4-5, 3, posterior lateral fusion, L4-5, 4, posterior non-segmental instrumentation, L4-5, 5, insertion of biomechanical device, L4-5, 6, bone dowel/bone marrow aspirate left iliac crest. 7, use of local bone graft. 8, neuromonitoring. 9, O-arm/stealth navigation period. Note from Avon Center for Pain, January 23rd, 2023, 59-year-old female who presents for initial evaluation for pain period. The pain started November 7th, 2021, and the onset was gradual after car accident period. Note from podiatrist Dr. Schaus, S-H-O-U-S-E, DPM. Date was February 20th, 2022. States 58-year-old female patient presents to clinic today with complaints of left foot pain, period. States she was in a motor vehicle accident November 21 and believes her foot pain complaints began around that time, period. Assessment was 1, tibialis posterior tendinitis, 2, plantar fasciitis, 3, enthesiosis pathology, that's enthesiopathy, 4, foot pain left, 5, acquired pes planus of the left foot, period. Outpatient primary care note, December 5th, 2021, 58-year-old female presents to the office with complaint of left foot pain and left low back pain ongoing since MVA early in November, period. Patient was seen by orthopedics earlier today for left foot pain and had x-rays showing arthritis and heel spur, period. On physical examination, there was left lumbar paraspinal muscles tender to palpation. Assessment 1, left low back pain, chronic, worse after MVA, 2, arthritis, 3, left foot pain after MVA, period. X-rays of the lumbar spine, December 7th, 2021, impression 1, early degenerative disc disease at L4-5 and L5-S1, 2, multiple grade 1 spondylolisthesis, 3, genital thoracolumbar scoliosis, 4, degenerative disease of the SI joints, period. American Health Network, spinal surgery note, June 9th, 2023, Lisa is a 59-year-old female who presents with a several-year history of increasing left greater than right lower extremity pain as well as back pain, period. She was involved in a motor vehicle accident in 2021 with worsening symptoms, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, I, Dr. Mandel, have found that all of her treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of November 4th, 2021 were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, low back trauma, pain, strain, and radiculopathy resulting in surgery January 16th, 2024, period. Number 2, aggravation of pre-existing osteoarthritis, fibromyalgia, L4-L5 spondylolisthesis, L5-S1 facet arthropathy, and severe stenosis of the L4-L5 area, period. Number 3, left foot trauma and pain, period. The above 3 diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of November 4th, 2021, period. At this time, I would like to clarify that although the patient has had pre-existing low back medical illnesses, the automobile accident of November 4th, 2021 was a major contributing factor resulting in the back surgery of January 16th, 2024, period. At this time, I would like to discuss permanent impairment, period. The patient obviously does have a permanent impairment as it relates to the low back due to the automobile accident of November 4th, 2021, period. It would be difficult to assign a definitive numeric number due to her pre-existing back pain and prior back ailments, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need ongoing medications to treat the back pain and inflammation, period. A back brace on an occasional basis would be helpful, period. The patient may need down the road some further injections in her low back, period. A TENS unit may be beneficial to help with her low back pain, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.